This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development. The Prime Minister stressed the need to design actionable programs and ensure that developing nations have access to finance.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last mile communication.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that any attack on India will be met with a strong response and no distinction will be made between terrorists and their perpetrators. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article penned by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh for a News Daily, reaffirming India's zero tolerance for cross-border terrorism. In his article, the Defence Minister highlighted that talks and terrorism cannot go hand in hand. He said any future dialogue with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that making India a developed country depends on improving farming and making farmers more prosperous. He encouraged farmers to make the most of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan by listening to scientists and using their advice to improve their work. He was speaking at a program in Sihor in Madhya Pradesh today.
विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित खेती और समृद्ध किसान यह हमारा संकल्प है इसको वैज्ञानिकों के साथ कृषि विभाग भारत सरकार कृषि विभाग मध्य प्रदेश सरकार केबीके कृषि विज्ञान केंद्र मिलकर पूरा करेंगे ताकि इसी साल खरीफ की फसल में उत्पादन हम बढ़ा सकें उनका हिस्सा
बने यूनियन मिनिस्टर फॉर हेल्थ जेपी नड्डा लॉन्च द अवेयरनेस इनिशिएटिव ऑफ एफएसएसएआई टू स्टॉप ओबेसिटी बाय ईटिंग सेफ एंड हेल्थी फूड. It coincided with the World Food Safety Day celebration in Bengaluru today. The Union Minister emphasized that a healthy society alone can ensure a strong nation. He reiterated that for India to become Viksit, our people should remain healthy. For this to happen, they should consume a balanced diet. The minister also reminded the gathering about the call given by Prime Minister to reduce oil consumption by 10%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India, United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention a milestone. During his meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of the bilateral ties between the two nations.
The recent conclusion of the India-UK FTA and the Double Contribution Convention is truly a milestone. It will not only propel our two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of our bilateral ties. It would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains.
Home Minister Amit Shah met the officers who played an instrumental role in recent anti-Naxal operations in New Delhi and congratulated them on their historic success. In a social media post, Mr. Shah today stated that the government is determined to free India from the scourge of Naxalism. Indian athletes made a strong start at the Taiwan Open, clinching 4 gold medals on the opening day of the event. Pooja gave India its first medal by winning the women's 1500 metre. Abdullah Abubakar secured India's second gold in the men's triple jump. The sprint hurdles brought more success as Jyoti Yaraji won gold in the women's 100 metre. And that is the end of this news bulletin.